Ian.
Shout out to everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Packet Kanji Show. Now let's begin. Candy dabs all around, from the left to the right. Super Audio is the network, spark up the light.
Hold some audio on eyesight, Packet Kanji Show tape light. So fire up the episode, that be so tight. Just finished hump day, use the blunt energy. Pack a bow in a bong, take a dab, we get halfway.
Let's go, oh, it's the Packet Kanji Show, let's go.
Oh, it's the Packet Kanji Show, let's go. Oh, it's the Packet Kanji Show, let's go. Oh,
it's the Packet Kanji Show!
Let's go!
Like one of the best ones we've done so far in a while.
Yeah, you actually came in with us the whole time.
Right, usually I'm all like, fucking fuck you guys, you do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a fat guy.
I was about to even to say.
I need as much fucking air in me as I can, but I'm fucking fat.
I was about to say, see, man, well, when you actually do it with us, how better it sounds.
I'm a believer now.
Yeah.
I gotta stop
you.
So
maybe you gotta be on shrooms every week.
And what time is it for?
I think
it's 7 p.m. and it's for the Pack and Ganja Show. And we actually did start at 7 p.m. today.
We did.
We almost did, but you guys got to a discussion about starting good and all that shit.
No, but it's still 7 p.m. Look.
Well, remember, that's behind, aren't we?
So, but we actually, people tuned in at 7 p.m.
It's all right, Good job.
Hey, fucking Dre, you always got to be a fucking party pooper. Oh, yeah. Why?
That's what I do.
You're an asshole.
And right here, putting Dre on the spot is my man, Bill Pacman, a.k.a. Pocky Chan.
What the fuck, Packy?
Yes, sir.
It doesn't say, what the fuck, Dre. It says, what the fuck, Packy?
Yeah. I'm your boy, Paraganja.
There he goes.
And of course, on the ones and twos, we got my man, Rock Phenom.
Rock Phenom.
And of course, then we got our captain, Dre Day, all day.
Biggest fucking asshole in the world.
Dre Day asshole. I feed off your hate.
But tonight, we got a party up in here.
Bro, I look fucking fat on the ice cream without a fucking shirt. And in my
You're a fat.
God damn it.
You used to call me a fat ass.
Just for the record, he said he looks fat on the screen.
Yeah. I must be extra fat in real life, dude.
Let's just say, just for the record, he said he looks fat on the screen.
Hey, but it's all good. So it's all love. I still got females that want me.
I didn't say that. Everybody wants a fucking fat guy.
Yo. True.
He said, yeah, everybody know, true. I concur. I second
there we go. So tonight,
second emotion.
We got my man Hirsch Run in the house.
Westside IE. Hirsch Run.
Nice. You have your crew with you, bro. Who's your crew?
Yes, sir. To the left of me, I got my boy Cam, the producer. And to his left, as well, I got my boy Spin Sir, both of my producers, man. Holla at them, y'all.
What up?
Now, I know I've met a homie on the side.
Yeah.
At Levitate, which is now Fumes LA. I haven't had the pleasure to completely meet you until today, but we're all on mushrooms.
I didn't change the name to Levitate.
I don't know, it's just new ownership and shit. The guy who owned it originally, he had other priorities, and which we all respect and love and shit. Come on, we all got our own priorities. So you gonna do shit
right. And shout out to time, him, you know, dog, because that's the homie, man. Shout
that's
out
the
to
homie.
Boy,
you guys know who we talking about?
Yeah.
That's the homie and shit. I'm not gonna
know,
be saying.
Shout
I'm
out
not gonna be saying
boy.
No fucking
exactly.
names and shit. Dude, that's my brother. Cause that's the homie, dude. That's what has shown me so much love and shit.
Why we're not talking shit, are we?
No.
But that's his business.
Give him a shout out.
Shout out to the homie.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie.
You know. That's all you gotta know.
But I wanna know too, who's the homie?
But the new homie, who's been running it, is fucking dope and shit. He's been making it still happen and shit. And that's where I actually, you know, like I was friends with Hirsch for years just on social media. And I met him personally at fucking Levitate. One day he's like, hey, Becky, Hirsch, oh shit! What's up?
Nah, dude. Low key, I met you before that. I'm gonna stop you right there, low key.
Where?
I met you before that, Lyrics and Beyond, when we was doing shows way back in the day in Pomona.
No fucking way.
In downtown Pomona, in downtown Pomona at Characters, man. That's where I originally met you before that, when we was doing shows, man.
Bro,
I see where you have you also rolled through the Urban Underground.
Urban Underground.
We were all, me, Packy, and Rock were all up in there, Urban Underground back
then.
Yeah,
I was a regular up there, man. up there, opened up for Capadonna, Diabolic.
Are you talking about the
the airliner.
Oh, the airliner.
Urban Underground was at the airliner.
I missed that spot.
That spot was hot. No, I swear to you. That spot was hot.
Hey, can I do a repeat?
Yeah,
go ahead.
But
so I met him at fucking
airliners and characters and characters in Pomona for real.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good, man. I know you smoke a lot, man, so you probably smoked that memory.
I haven't done shows in so long. It's like, well,
when was the last time you did a show?
Last time I did a show?
Yeah.
When was the last time we did a show, Pete? That was like going
yesterday.
Like 3-4 years ago?
Probably when we rocked here.
But no, like a real show.
Hated me.
Yeah. No, you know, the last time
it was your podcast. I don't care.
No, I mean, like,
no, the last time we performed at
a bar.
I think it was the one that we did with Casper.
Okay.
Casper. His.
It was over there in the valley.
His show, huh? That he had.
I believe that was the last Pac and Ganja show.
Yeah.
It was before the pandemic. I know that.
Yeah, and then after that, we just started getting heavy with the podcast. And honestly.
It's the new wave, bro.
I'm having more fun doing the podcast than making music.
I feel you on that.
You know, it's like I miss going to events. I miss performing. But ever since I had my son, I enjoy hanging out with my son more.
For sure.
I enjoy doing the podcast more, because even though I'm not in that element anymore, I'm still part of the element because we're here with hip hop.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. I still feel like I'm still a part of it. And like I said, if we ever wanted to, we did a show right here on the stage. Me and Rock Phenom, this past year, we did our Transit Crew 20-year anniversary on that stage. So
we did our album release here, too.
We did an album release here. See? You know what I mean? So whenever we want, there's been times we've freestyled on the mic here. Right. So it's like we get to be hip-hop artists without necessarily having to chase
music. Now, instead of having to chase a venue, now you are a venue. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Instead of going to perform at a venue, now it's like, okay, come check me out right here. And now you are a venue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Every week we get to network with different artists.
That hunger.
And so it's still dope.
Yep.
That hunger I had when I was younger and making music, and we're, hey, fool, we're doing a show. You want to perform? Fuck yeah. For free. Although, I don't give a fuck. It's exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I was all with it. But yeah, I'm fucking 42. I'm not going to be a famous fucking rapper. I came to terms with that a long fucking time ago. Do I still try to make music?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to be a fucking rapper. Shit. Right. It's just too, the fucking rap scene is oversaturated with artists trying to make it. And I'm okay with that. I'm this is my calling.
Yeah.
Podcast. Talking to new talent. Giving other talents a fucking platform. Yeah. Like I said, the fucking culture is oversaturated with rappers. So it's hard for a lot of dope rappers to find a fucking platform or even get their music heard.
With that being said, check out my new album.
I know, I was about to say, damn, bro, you're kind of killing it for my man here. Like,
but I can relate to him because I've been through the ups and downs with the music. So I ain't going to lie, I've been to where you were at. And that's why I've stepped back from the scene a lot of the times. Yeah. But that was just me recalibrating. For me, my passion is always there because my music is the way I let out what's inside of me. You know what I'm saying? Right. So regardless, I'm always going to create. Regardless if one person hears it or 1 million people hear it, I'm going to create, because once I create, it's like a weight. You know what I'm saying?
It's just catharsis. Let off,
you know what I'm saying?
It's supposed to be catharsis.
Yeah, and sometimes I think about it. I like the fact that I've, even with old projects that I've done from back in the day, whether it be my solo, whether it be Transit Crew, whether it be Pac and Ganja, whether, you know, it'd been my boy Postal, rest in peace, Parapost Funk, like whatever I've put out there, it's dope to think, wow, I have this this leaving out there.
It's catalog.
Something's out there. People have this disc at their house. I still been like, I gotta put more up on. I have some stuff up on YouTube, but I gotta put like a lot of, you know, our projects fully, like, and just like, we have them on different sites. But the fact that it's out there, it's like, whoa, like.
You but know is it mean? Worth the having it out there if it's not gonna? Because I used to be one of those people like, I just want to create. I just want to be able to have like make my own album, make a T-shirt, make just so I can know how to do it, just so right. I can see I did it. Right. But is it worth doing it now? Because there's so much music out there. Like, how do you?
I think if you have that, if you still have that itch, you know, hell yeah.
Exactly.
Because you know what I mean. At the end of the day, someone's gonna come across it. Like, and like my man said, whether it be one person or 1 million, like, you know what I mean. Hey, if one person tells you. I mean, sometimes I trip out when people have told me, "Yo, I seen you rock at this show," or "I seen you rock at the airline," or "I seen you rock over here." Like. It's like, whoa, me? Yeah, like, exactly. I just feel like I'm a red. I'll be just doing my regular shit. Someone catch me at a gas station or something. Like, you know what I mean? That's cool, like, to me. And the fact, like I said.
Shout out to our sponsor, Scar Clothing. Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out.
Hey, yo, but as a DJ, I'd like to say, hey, man, you keep doing your dude. It hooks me up with bullets, you know what I mean?
Off top. Yeah, man, I'm never going to stop.
It gives me bullets to fucking to shoot off.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I got you. So, you know what I'm saying? Say less. I'll slide you some stuff. You feel me?
You have a new project, right?
Yeah, man. I'm working on a new project right now. It's about halfway done. It's called Life Lyrics Volume 3, Healing the Hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's like really, it's just showing my growth. Not only as an artist, but as a human. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this is the most important music I've ever made. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily like, oh, this is going to be the banginest, or this is going to be, he's going to bar out on this. Don't get me wrong, the bars are always there. You know what I'm saying? But that wasn't necessarily my focus. Like with this one, it meant something. You know what I'm saying? Like I had to get what was inside, like I said earlier, I had to get what was inside of me out. You know what I'm saying? In order for me to even continue with life, I felt. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's the thing a lot of people don't realize is that there are two different types of artists.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you got the ones that, fuck it, I got bars. Yeah. And then there's the artists that connect with their fucking feelings.
Yeah.
And that they could bring you in to their story when you hear their music.
Yeah.
And that you feel what they feel.
Because somebody's been there before. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going through it, then somebody's either going to go through it, they're going through it right now, or they've been through it. So either way, you're going to relate to it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's why, like, with music like that, to me, in my opinion, it's timeless. You know what I'm saying? Like, with my music, I feel like you can listen to it right now, and you can listen to it 10 years from now and still pick up something. For the sake that I don't date myself, you know what I mean? It's about life experiences. So you're either gonna understand it from different perspectives, or it's not for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
Cut, you know what I mean? Cut and dry like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's titled Life Lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, this is my life and this is what I spit. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm spitting it, I either been through it, I'm going through it, or you know what I'm saying? Or it was inside of me, I had to get it out.
So is this like the first album you ever done where you connected deeply with how you feel inside?
As far as like a full project, I would say yeah. Like there's like my other projects I had, like, you know, it's more I would throw a couple songs that are like that in there, you know what I'm saying? I would sprinkle them in there, you know what I'm saying? But then I would do something, you know, a little lighthearted, you know what I mean, a little crazy. But like this one, I feel like every single song is kind of like damn
deep within you,
like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
It came from within you, deep. Like, this is how I fucking feel.
Because I went through a writer's block for a minute, and you know me, I used to be a writerholic, man. Like, I couldn't stop writing, you know what I mean? I went through a writer's block, I couldn't get nothing out. Like, I pick up a pen, dope beats, I have dope beats from both my producers. I'm feeling it. I can't get nothing out, you know what I'm saying? I had to sit back for a while, and once I came with this, I was like, It was almost like it was God. You know what I'm saying? It was time for this right now. You know what I mean? Then the pen started running. You know what I mean? And ever since then, I've been like, okay, this is what I have to do. I have to get this out of me. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much where I'm at right now, man. So pretty soon, man, it's gonna be love. I got a couple singles out right now, as a matter of fact, that are from the project that I'm working on, Life Lyrics Volume 3. It's almost, like I said, it's halfway done. But I got two singles that are out right now. Just, you know what I'm saying, to give them a little teaser. You know what I mean? But it'll be out within a month or two. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So.
Now, which one you want to start out with? Spacesuit?
Yeah, man. Let's start with Spacesuit. We can rock with Spacesuit.
Give us a little info on Spacesuit.
Spacesuit. Yeah, let's
Okay, so who made this beat?
So, both of them.
Both of them. Okay. All right.
I was gonna ask, so are you a team of producers? Like, are you a team, or do you each do your separate?
So yeah, I do my own thing. Me and him both do our own thing, and we come from like super different backgrounds.
Right.
Lately, me and him just been super vibing. We're like especially to make together. Especially to make his last album. You know, we're like, yo, we might as well come together, like, and just pretty much craft it for this dude. You know what I mean? So. For sure, this album, but we've been making so many different beats that are like he ain't feeling it. You know what I mean? But they're like, they're good ass beats. You know what I mean? So
what's the platform you use? If you don't mind me asking,
I'm on Reason. Yeah.
And we do everything on Reasons.
This
dude is a genius. So you know, I'm good, but like he's great. You know what I mean? So like, I'm real technical with the music. And he knows how to get it out. Because sometimes I'll just get a sound, and I'm like, I wanted to hit in this key, but I wanted to hit like this. And he knows exactly what I'm talking about. And then he'll come to me, he'll be like, no, man, like the piano need to hit like this. And the notes will come right out. So we really sync together. Yeah, and then, you know what I mean?
Was there ever a time where like you show him or something, and you're like, nah, that ain't it?
Of course.
Yeah.
That always happens. You know,
we're individuals.
Like, that's like... You know, we take criticism, like critique. We have to. You take that. You know what I mean? You fit that? Like, nah, man, it didn't work that time. You know what I mean? Keep it going.
This is what it needs right here. Let's take that out.
Constructive criticism is like key for beats. Making beats or like even working with somebody. Me and this dude do this like all that time. Yeah. Like, he'll work on a whole guitar riff and I'm like, nah. Mm-hmm. Or I'll be working on the bass line and he's like, nah, flip it up. You know what I mean? It's just like... You gotta take the criticism for the better of the song.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing that's lacking now. That's a lot of artists, their fucking ego is too fucking big.
You gotta kill that
so
ego.
If you tell them, nah, that's not it, baby.
They won't even work with
you. They will get butthurt, like, oh, you're just a fucking hater.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So when you got two flavors, working at it, and you're able to coexist and take criticism to create something fucking dope. Yep. That's what the fuck is missing nowadays.
That's what the idea for my whole, like, for my third album was with these two. Because individually, I've worked with them both individually. And even together, like, you know what I'm saying, here and there. But I've never had them on both on one song, full production. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, bing, I got an idea. Like, what if I combine their forces low-key and, like, come with a whole new sound for Life Lyrics Volume 3? We had one studio session that pretty much lasted all night, and ever since then we just been clicking. So I was like, I've known both of them for over a decade. You know what I'm saying? Right. We've been doing music together for as long as we've known each other. Right. You know what I'm saying? So like, and we just barely all three started really. All right, let's do a whole project
together.
We talked about it
for like 10 years.
But, hey, talk is talk, though. I'm talking about walking.
We like 7 years. Sometimes that album that
you were trying to get out years ago needed to marinate. It's just been marinating for the fucking perfect moment. And right now, it's that moment.
That's exactly how I feel about it, too.
And the sound is curtailed for him. You know what I mean? It involves everything that's going on right now, but we was able to give him his own... sound. You know what I mean? So just do different things.
Yeah. Spacesuit. What is that one about again?
Oh, so this one, we all linked up together. This one, the hook was done by the homie Luke. So I basically did a verse based on what was happening on in my life, kind of in my relationship status. You know what I mean? So I wrote it what I was going through, pretty much going through a breakup towards the end of the breakup. It was already over pretty much or whatever, but... You know, just kind of delved into that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I had to get all of those emotions out. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that's about. You know what I mean? Spacesuit. You'll see. It's interesting. I don't pick my titles like, yo, you know what it sounds like by the title.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to listen to the song. Then you understand why the title is the title.
I'm hyped up. Let's hear this. Spacesuit. Hirsch one. Here we go.
Produced by Spencer.
Jumping out of this atmosphere. Yeah. and away. Had to jump up in my space. You keep running away, and I'm not the one that's gonna chase you. Are too stuck in your ways. We used to have wonderful days, true. It's like I'm stuck in a maze, going back and forth, running for days. I'm running out of energy. You making me sick when you're supposed to be the remedy. It's a hard pill to swallow, and today you say you love me, but you hate me by the mind. Posting pictures on Instagram with your man, then you switch the plan and try to act like you're my biggest fan. Damn, you play with my emotions and it ain't cute.
You got me jumping up in this space suit. Galactic girl, I'm chasing you. Planet to planet, I can't stand this shit. It just ain't cool, you're like a bandit. How you snatching me out of atmosphere? Ooh, you take me out of here in my space suit. Galactic girl, I'm chasing you. Planet to planet, I can't stand this shit. It just ain't cool, you're like a bandit. How you snatching me out of atmosphere? Ooh, you take me out of here. Yeah, yeah. Space suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, I like that one right there.
Space suit.
Space suit.
Bro, a lot of people can fucking relate to that, dog.
Music you can relate to, music you can feel, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm supposed to go meet up with baby mama lady. I'm gonna play her this fucking song.
You can pull it up on Spotify, no. Apple Music.
You can do that, but please don't make your baby mama hate my music.
Right. For real.
Use my music wisely, you know what I'm saying? Please do not have your baby mama at me.
Becky, you said baby mama, you mean your girl?
Yeah, that part.
Bro, okay. Oh. Even she go, hey, she said it. She said it so herself. We're not together. It's complicated.
Oh, shit. We got some tracks for that, too.
This is the funny thing. Like, what I'm lucky, what I'm very lucky is that she does not tune into the podcast. So I can say shit.
Like the episode of Martin.
I can say shit like, she has no idea I'm fucking other bitches.
Yeah, exactly. This going to be the first episode she ever watches. Watch.
Don't say that.
Write down the list of all the girls.
I have to from now on, I'm sorry, this is the last episode of the Packing Ganja Show.
Go ahead and retire now, Ducky.
When was the last time you were there?
Today?
Okay. So you mean your girl's house?
That's your girl house, bro.
No, I mean, it's complicated.
You have an open relationship.
Do we fuck? Like, do we fuck each other? Yes, we do. We still do. We still fuck around.
That's your girl, bro.
That's your girl.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. Let her catch you at the Walmart with another chick. She's gonna have a problem, huh? So you're now single, my guy.
It's gonna be a problem.
You're not single, my guy.
There's times where I fuck around and she acts stupid. You know what? Side chick doesn't act this way.
That's your side chick.
You wanna fucking die?
That quick.
Like, oh my god! I thought we were complicated. We're not together.
That's a situation.
Thank you.
So there is no side
chick. That's a situation.
It's complicated. Means side chick got some shit you need to work on.
According to her,
it's a situationship.
Girl's your girl.
According to her, it's complicated means. You can't fuck other bitches.
Precisely.
That's it. You can't fuck other bitches.
It's complicated. It's one step away from being, all right, nigga, like your shit's about to be on the side of the curb pretty soon. Like, you're one mistake away from.
The line is here, buddy.
I'm trying to get this guy to understand what I'm saying to him, and he just does not get it, and now he's realizing what I'm saying to him.
I've been realizing. I just want to fucking ignore it.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Like, they different.
Good luck with that. We're gonna title it
complicated.
Like, the other chick I'm talking to, like,
we don't need to go there.
Hip hop.
Life Lyrics Volume 3.
So we see another single out here flying
out. Cracky's about to experience some flying objects.
Yeah, he might have the duck.
You're going
to
be better from flying objects.
Identified flying objects.
Is that something similar? Like after the space suit, now she's throwing the space suit.
You got the debris.
You got the flying object.
The flying object. You got the debris. You know what I mean? The space junk. You got to clean that shit up.
I repeat what I said. This is the last episode.
This is the last episode.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hirsch. Thank you,
Hirsch. It's going to go back to being the Rockin' God
show.
Primo show.
The Primo show. Because it's Rockin' Ganja.
We're gonna have to green screen him in.
We're just gonna have a cardboard pack here.
Yeah.
I know crazy chicks, bro. I'm trying to help you here.
I know. Do you think I don't know she's fucking crazy? Hey, I know she's fucking crazy. She's fucking psycho.
Blink, you better knock it off.
Flying objects.
Flying objects. You know what I mean? My next single is out right now on Spotify. It'll be we're gonna do a video for it as well. What else could I say to cover up from Packy from killing himself online?
I feel like this is an intervention right now.
It is, bro. But yeah, it's gonna be on Life Lyrics Volume 3, Healing the Hurt, Flying Objects.
All right, let's check it out right here.
Make your album in memory of
Flying Objects here on the Packing Ganja show. My man Hirsch won.
Welcome to the universe, shooting stars and supernovas. We're superstars who move the culture. Moving closer to my dreams like a Wapalay. No time to play. It's my turn, like I got the right of way. In a matter of time, when the planets align, by chance we manage to rise while your status declines. Mothership music while I'm cruising through galaxies. Intergalactic space traveling. Gotta keep a phaser on stun at least. Just in case they don't come in peace. I'm just scratching the surface, showing what's underneath. Defy the laws of physics like the flight of a bumblebee. Flying objects, unidentified. I'm meant to shine, I'll never let them dim my light. Never let them dim my light. I'm meant to shine, I never let them dim my light. Flying objects, unidentified. I'm meant to shine, I never let them dim my light. I never let them dim my light. Right. Yeah, you can catch me trekking through the stars. Rings like Saturn. We do our thing, so my team wins the championship. Super Negro, hero, feeling Black Pantherish. Passionate pacifist, who likes to be where the action is. Move strategically, wait for no one to grant your wish. I'm kind of a connoisseur of crushed grapes and cannabis. Stay in orbit, I'm where the planets is. No bullet wounds with bandages, now I'm assessing damages. Addressing my wounds before I rest in the tomb. Knowing that God sees my every move. I do the best I can do, I'm only human. But if I keep making the same mistakes, I'm headed for doom. Take L's, but I never can lose when there's a lesson learned. Let it burn like Usher with a left imperm. Travel at the speed of sound. Light years ahead of these niggas who's thinking out loud. Flying objects, unidentified. I'm meant to shine, I never let them dim my light. I never let them dim my light. I'm meant to shine, I never let them dim my light. Flying objects, unidentified. I'm meant to shine, I never let them dim my light. I never let them dim my light.
Oh, hey man, I'm fucking having a great fucking. You guys are fucking dope, dude. I'm
it's dope being here,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Like, I'm dying.
Salute, my
I'm
dude.
I'm seriously fucking dying laughing, fucking here, bro. Like,
salute, DJ. Don't forget that. You can't forget the DJ, dog. Hold up, the DJ is the backbone of hip hop. You know what I dig? You know what I'm saying? Can't forget the DJ. You smell me?
Honestly, like, wait till you hear his set.
Yeah.
His sets is always fucking fire.
And see, that's what I like about both of these cats, man, because they're both DJs, you know what I'm saying? Cam can do any type of music. You everything from gospel to to every like house, hey, house, hey, and you know what I'm saying.
One day I come at you and say I need something for a porn video. Will you do it for me?
I probably got something in my computer that you can use right now. You could probably fuck a bitch in the high.
For damn sure. Yeah. It's like,
I got something right now.
I got you. I got you.
Yo, this scene, the scene requires.
Hey, if you ain't making no music, that you can't do that too. There's a problem. You know what I mean?
Right. You know, you gotta make your own instrumental albums. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I am fucked up right now.
Keep yourself entertained.
Oh my god. Hey, Hirsch, I appreciate you for coming through. Yes. You and your whole crew.
I appreciate you for having me, man. For real.
Don't do what?
You're gonna cut your finger.
What? It's a bottle opener.
Alright. There's a million bottle openers everywhere. You can use a little knife, but that's fine.
Yeah, that shit look crazy.
It's a multi-tool purpose.
Oh, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you might want to use that.
I'm going to use it just to ease Dre's.
Yeah, I'm looking out for you.
No, just said that you
that excited. Does look like, you know, an easy trip to the ER.
You don't want to tell your girl what happened to your finger.
Oh, that's right.
You're going to have to go with your offhand.
Right.
It's a multi-tool. It has a bottle opener in there.
I thought it was a knife. I thought you could do some dumb shit, but you did. You're smart.
Bro, come on now. I mean, I look stupid, but I'm
not
stupid.
But you are kind of stupid. I mean, you're kind of out of yourself right here.
But at least he cares, though.
Packy looks like an out-of-work lemmy. Like, you know, out-of-work white lemmy.
Fuck you, Jay.
Oh,
no.
Yo. Oh, that's hilarious.
I don't even have a comeback, so I gotta say fuck you, Dre.
Sorry. Alright, anyways, I just played that game. I thought about it.
Yeah, I'm just, hey, we are having a great time.
Oh yeah.
Your music is dope, dude. Yeah, definitely. I can definitely vibe to
it's
it.
It's next level.
And dude, a lot of people can connect to it.
What made you go with that style of music? Like, what made you go? Obviously, it's not general, it's not usual. What made you go with that? Because I noticed another homie we have, Dusty, he's going with that type of style too. Not saying that you're copying, you guys are just in that realm.
I mean, nothing's new under the sun, man, to be honest. But
this is different.
Yeah, I've always been different. You know, I've always challenged myself to do what everybody else is not doing.
Okay.
So this is just basically years of formulation of me finding out who I am as a person and finding out how to be able to express those in the music form, basically those emotions into music form. You know what I'm saying? So basically it just took years of experience.
But did you guys all decide for it to come out like that? Or did you guys like...
It was a vibe. They know me. Okay, you know, they know me. Right. So I can...
Because it will talk right before the song is done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right before we even like...
No,
do
he's...
Anything.
No, don't let him up front. He's getting ready to make songs, okay? He puts this in there. We getting these little pegs. He hits a button. Yeah. And then, you know, he'd be like, I know I want to clap right there.
Yeah.
I want it to hit right there. I want it to do like this. I want it to do like that. So when he gets to write the song, it's got everything he's
exactly.
That's what's dope, because there's a lot of artists that are too lazy to do that.
Yeah,
they depend too much on
on
the producer.
I like that.
Yeah. You know, like okay, I'm dude, what do you want? And you know exactly what you want.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean,
but then I gotta shout them out though too, because they're able to translate that for me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So and like. That's not easy, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Especially dealing with egos. They're egoless when it comes to making my music. You know what I'm saying? Like that's like almost the most selfless thing somebody could do. It's like they're taking time to figure out how I feel and get this shit out. You know what I'm saying? So to me, that's why I salute these guys. Everywhere I go, they go with me. Like these are really truly my brothers. Like for real.
Yeah,
and I respect that because like it's like you say, the backbone, you know, is always the DJ, the producer. That's
exactly.
Like the backbone of hip hop. So
they're my canvas.
You know what I
mean? Like so, I ain't got if I don't have nothing to paint on. You know,
exactly.
What am I without a canvas?
You're the paintbrush, you're the canvas.
Exactly.
You're the greatest.
Exactly.
You're the greatest.
Exactly.
You're the greatest.
Yeah,
you're the greatest.
We actually painting the beats.
We're painting the beats, you know what I mean?
Now, is there like...
Say, Hirsch, say one bad thing about this man right here. One bad thing. I want to hear one bad thing. Yeah, you can say two good things.
Hey, say do what? Say, what would take
really, to really,
two?
Not really, not really.
He's trying to make people go. I like that.
One bad thing about him.
about
who he said. He said you smell bad. That's what
I don't even be paying attention to the bad, to be honest.
You need to tell us. You need to tell
us. Don't let these guys try to start a fight.
No, these guys. I was gonna ask something else, but I blacked out because of the mushrooms.
I like that. That was a good question, though. I like them. That made me think. Like, hold on,
Wacky.
What do I not like about this?
What do you not like about Paragon?
His fucking stupid ass fucking
the ocean.
Goddamn
the ocean.
Fucking ocean called every fucking time. Fuck you.
Yeah, I was actually forgot about it.
Paragon. One bad thing about Packy. Go.
I can only say one.
Yeah. I mean, pick one. Pick one.
He's a fucking moron. He
what bad thing about me? Go.
You're a fucking asshole. And I don't like you.
You smell. That was too easy. That was low hanging, bro.
Low hanging fruit.
Yeah, smell. Yeah, that's true too. Okay. Vegan for you. Fucking vegan.
No, but I know you guys hate me because I'm vegan.
Well, I hate you because you're vegan.
We don't tolerate your kind.
Damn. Goddamn.
Packy's a racist against vegans.
Yeah, that went all the way down.
Yeah, I meant vegans, bro. Not Filipinos. What the fuck?
But still, you're racist against vegans.
Yeah, fuck vegans.
Guys,
yeah,
I went all the way there.
I'm
just having fun of you said that.
I'm just playing. I want to get kind of culture.
I'm just trying to make you feel bad, fool.
But it's dumb, though, that you have such a powerful team behind you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, especially one that, like you said, like ego is a big thing in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And when you throw that ego out the fucking window, you create some fucking dope music.
Hey, don't get it wrong. We be talking shit and everything. You know,
oh,
we
all
be
day.
Clowning like all each other's head, bro. Bad.
It's
really bad.
Yeah, of course. But
he be getting mad as
we're disrespectful sometimes.
But there's people.
That's how most the crews are.
Yeah. It's very bad. Like, you know what I mean?
But there's people.
Got to walk out the house. You know what I mean? Hold on.
But there's people
that think I'm show.
Yeah.
That are not like strong enough. Or okay, all right. Ready to get back to fucking work?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get fucking back to work.
That's real.
Do you feel better now? Yeah, do you want to talk? Come here, fool. Talk more shit.
Yeah.
Get it off your chest.
Because we give him.
Come on.
We'll give him.
Do you like me?
Hey, you know what it is?
Hey, tell him, nigga, you all right.
You all right.
When it comes to, especially once you clear it all up, at the end, you could just come here and look at the project, look at the finished project and
exactly.
Say, you know, when we see the ocean, we figure we're home. We're safe. We're free.
And this is like, I've been on with the other two albums.
Yeah.
Spencer's been on the other two albums.
Yeah.
And then he's done singles for me. I've done the other projects, side projects for him. So it's a working relationship. I mean, he's even introduced me to, you know, other artists and vice versa. So, you know, it kind of built this nice little web that, you know, and, you know, when we all work on each other's music, you know that there's a sound. You know
what
I
mean?
And we're definitely fucking digging the sound.
This is
the song you went looking for me. Right?
Oh, yeah, that next chapter.
Yes, next chapter. Tell me about that.
Next chapter.
Let me tell the people.
Yeah.
This song has to be extremely fucking special because he went out of his way to find it on SoundCloud for
us.
Yeah, man. Tell us about this album.
So this one,
this song.
This specific song was the one that got me out of the hump. Remember I told you I was going through that I couldn't write anything and like... This was the beginning of me breaking that writer's block and like finally stepping forward and really being able to express how I felt, you know, or even just felt good enough to be able to write again. Like I was trying to write and I couldn't, and that never happened to me before. So that, to me, it was weird. Like I was like, am I supposed to stop? Like, am I supposed to do this anymore? Like, you know what I'm saying? But then once this came out,
that's like right when we got the studio too, huh?
Yeah, like, it was like right when we got the studio. And I actually came to Spencer and was like, I had an idea for a song. I wanted to use Lauryn Hill's X Factor, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But kind of throw our own little twist on it, you know? And once we got into the studio, we just really locked in. And he really dialed into the idea that I had for it. And it combined and it matched perfect. And then at the end, I just went off on a little guitar solo, you know what I'm saying, and got my little feels out that way as well, you know what I'm saying. But it just turned out beautiful. It happened really organic, and it was the first time I actually felt musically free again. And that's kind of what led to the new sound of where we all combined together and just really started rocking. So it was dope, man. It was a dope feeling to make it over that hump, man.
Next Chapter, right?
Next Chapter.
You have the keyboard, Next Chapter.
Here on the Packing Ganja Show.
Yeah. Gotta get this off of me. Look. Yeah. Fight and fuss. All we do is fuss and fight. In a month, we've only made love once or twice. The only time we talk is when we argue. Walls built between us cause you've been hurt and I'm scarred too. Too much pride to swallow all our stubborn ways. We criticize each other and it's such a shame. A united front turned into a civil war. Terms of our peace treaty seem to get ignored. Feeling far from the one you hold the closest. A revolving door, roller coaster of emotions. She starts moving different, he acts like he doesn't notice. But looking closer, he noticed that she has other motives. Foo fighter, somebody's getting the best of you. I know, but don't let it show and act like I never knew. I ain't bitter, I'm better, I want what's best for you. I probably deserve the hurt after all that I've led you through. I probably deserve the hurt after all that I've led you through. Yeah. Truthfully, I said I probably deserve the hurt after all that I led you through. I got a funny feeling things ain't the same as before. She said she'll never leave me on her way out the door. My heart sank to the floor, I can't take it no more, no more. Yeah. I know the way a nigga living was whack, but she don't get a nigga back like that. Yeah. I know the way a nigga living was whack, but she don't get a nigga back like that. Honestly, I was a changed man. Tried to mend what was broken, but I can't make you try to see what you don't wanna notice. Went from hopeless romantic to romantically hopeless. You get mad at me over nothing and act as if I was up to something. I lack the confidence to confide in my confidant. There's never a solution, you're always looking for problems, huh? No matter how I tried to please you, it was not enough. At that point, you and I became not an us. This is the X Factor. Time to turn the page on to the next chapter. Yeah, this is the X Factor. It's time to turn the page, I'm on to the next chapter. Hey, this is the X Factor. Time to turn the page on to the next chapter. Yeah, this is the X Factor. It's time to turn the page, I'm on to the next chapter.
Doing things like that.
sucking, never done shit for me. Get in a car, then I drive till I'm out of gas. Lower fast, can't put me down no more. I'm a motherfucking creature of the pit. You can't touch me, you can't touch this. Kiss my wing, kiss my knuckle, never. Scoop up chicks at the shows and take them home and blow money to spend. Dream the impossible dream, bloodstream. Seems it's believe me, throw up, flow up. Smoking in the bathroom, getting kicked out of school. Car like a traffic controller, little vermin. I'm the family walking through the district of garments, downtown Los Angeles, the gates of heaven. Older people, they just wanna have fun. Stupid suckers are so fucking temporary. Me and my crew, we're walking down the street. But you can't beat the beat, the beat, the beat, the beat. You put the tape in and turn the music up. You roll down the window and then you stick your finger up. When I was a kid, I never had any friends. Walrus one, start making some money. Pen and paper, two-parent dealing. And my diapers reeking days old. Never too cool to take a request. Mom's alright to get shit off my chest. Music started 74. Standing too close, but I'm worlds away. Touch the mic, it'll burn your fingers. But I'm down when the stench lingers. Old and rusty, still brand new. Always coming through with the shapes of the crew. Girls, they just wanna have fun with someone. Find a man to support their kids. People just wanna have fun. All you suckers are so fucking temporary. Walking down the street.
Kiss BLS, who the best in? Has one up here with, host up a chair with, stare with. I'm talking about a party over here with. Main wrecking, girls and checking, could be naked to respect to remember every one of y'all a second to. The maxing, gonna be fraction, a fraction, attraction. Y'all don't wanna see action, a accent. Screw, cause you don't know what the wrinkle do. Giggle to, as you can see, your butt wiggle to. Fried and spin my bride and move your hide and not another jammy in my side and. So cling of others on, I'm thin, I'm wondering. Should I begin to kick your ma on the chin, cause I'm king? I forget who was the man outstanding. This kid, you will be bouncing up the dock cause of a grand individual. Shit, you will fear, sip, cheer to dear to compare to severe to when you're nowhere near to. You could never dream, run once but never end. Clever Trevor Hooker screaming on yours forever and. Town to town with the b-boy sounds to as the ruler recognized which amounts to bounce to. Class and still hum the last and. Smash jury heavy like kings from the past and. His body's lay about, respect you better pay about. Obey about, cause Ricky isn't sweating what to say about. Home of the claw, silent your younger boy. Rap being strong, the seeds of violence you're hunger for. So cling those on, I'm thin, I'm wondering, should I begin to kick your ma on the chin, cause I'm king. Does I wanna chill, I want me.
You ain't artsier than me, cause you got sideburns in a vintage tee. I said you ain't artsier than me, cause you pluck a guitar, that ain't fucking bizarre. You ain't artsier than me, cause you live in Los Feliz, bitch, you ain't Jesus. You ain't artsier than me, I got a colorful vocab, watch the low jab. So what, you're a vegan, it shows in your presence, you be geeking. and you've been seeking the same life, speaking the game like the enemy. Hang tight, I got a tail about 6'1" by infinity, full of sun, rain, and potential energy. All you saw were the K-Swiss clean, Chris Crease jeans, means this. So you thought and dip my walk's hip, thoughts hipper, unzip the zipper. No, I don't wear hemp or drink liquor, and that'll make me the man just a little bit sicker. Spit kicker with a knife for the big dipper, from an island clip emerges a loud whisper. And I'm proud of this, it's my art. You doing yoga just to look the part. You ain't artsier than me, cause you chop up breaks and you dig in the crates. You ain't artsier than me, you just a trendy nasty and dreadlock thespian. You ain't artsier than me, cause you make weed brownies and knit wool hats. You ain't artsier than me, you pseudo elitist.
I'll be a bull compressed, squeezed off bus, Madeline's vortex, X-center crossed up, excess the gender forced up into gas, feel the contacts, a contract to whisper like glass glare. Come on, with the gleam of track, rhyme play the east corner of the supreme alpha rat. I plant a reflection with the all-seeing retina, gamma tech rolls all up in your chest. Respect the reflect when my juice spark the check. I original scripts in my deadly session with Shaitan, cause I'm mentally grabbed from the master guard. Teach brother each myself, I still learn every time I shine. I take another star burn from a spark, trying to get from nine systems to intellect. Measurement is moving, evolution time. Measurement is time, when the cause and effect. Select a temporary time, revelate black boy. It's the season of death, and never sweat the next please. After difficulty comes the pure ease. Invisible light, non-visual, combust the physical justice. Can't brush this, subtract the darkness from the hardship. And the veils be dropping, vision from the star, chill on my soul be rocking. Make you wanna reflect love syntax and these dull and emphatic phrases.
Still fucking with the man, and it's kinda odd that a nigga rode down and let the trigger go. Still gotta pray for an LA replay. Black folks still bring near to the truth, but I still got love, so I'm coming through with a trunk full of funk that'll make ya separate the real from the fake each and every day. Understand it's a must that I tear shit up, and I still won't budge, and that's it. Up in you with a
motherfucking dose of the truth in your house. Niggas can't come close to the PR, the OBLACK. Still looking for a way to make us rise each and every day. Brothers, listen to the sound when I pump P-Dog, and I'm hitting in your trunk with a trunk of that down home shit you love. I never slip tripping with the monster bud. You know it go on, and I won't stop coming with the militant grooves that'll keep y'all spirits lit. Long as niggas keep dying, I'ma keep serving hip hop till the bullshit stop. Back in the name of Allah, the one true God. Stand tall, bringing truth to all y'all. So pluck that devil and pass me the fish. You know I never switch, and that's it.
Steven Fantana, Ben Stanton, hand spent, stand screen at ease like Brandon Lee, standing on a table in all black. Y'all need to fall back. New Jack rap ass can't stand it. The planet's the crack, the planet pulling half. Every one of my man's been chances slanted. Even my fans been it, damn. Catch me in the van in Atlanta lit when I can't spit. Part man, part mechanic, can't a glitch.
Yo, regrettable. Fuck the final stages, draw imminent. Rekindle ancient flame, lethal legends of smoke that remnant. Since now's the experiment. Last bell sound like a bass tone. Devil's hellbound, meltdown turns towards the negative grace stones. Dead lands away. Zone, junkyards where motor fall. Scrap civilization, righteous minds write new protocols. Sun flares and solar balls ignite pages of mythology. Sorry ass niggas catch 44 slugs, my apology.
Not a word, you heard. You step to this, you get served. You play the curb, you heard. Quite deaf is gonna stay nice. Ain't rhyming for ice. While your niggas pay the price, you pull a heist. Use the mind to manifest anything we won't need. If my niggas wanna eat, my niggas gonna feed. No need for greed, and make a man bleed. From a bad seed, a bad weed, we have weed. Now what you gonna do, and what you going through? Don't give a fuck, you still a lame duck. You can throw your hands up, bring your men's butt. Ain't seen it in the wild like a hip profile. Monster Al, be buck wow. Meanwhile, we get around like a telephone gal. You best to bow. Those things we don't allow. Like you coming off with the BS.
For the kid with the duffel knapsack, the backpack, the stats gat, clap that, clap cap till your cabbage patch. Backtrack till the habitat. Bad habits, habits that. You know what? Scratch that. After that, your niggas rather argue, stop a dunk. While y'all pop a junk car, pop the trunk, pop the pump, rock the Glock dump, rock the block, jump to the cops, huh? Making no call, cause out, son. Yo, I'm on buses, I got the fast car. Rock the buses, just still like. The ass part back pockets touch you. But you thought when you try me, dog, I box with new boys. Much like how I see how I stop you.
Play the bench sports. Overtime if niggas wanna shine. Divine with the intricate shit. Who wanna bring it? To the table able, now we're stable on the disc. The Heineken bottle catcher, trotcher, slasher. Dash the bastard with the fastest ass capture. No moonwalk, my tunes talk about a fucking lonely. Throw me home, I'm in the middle like I'm old. Love to do dubs on deck without a mic check. Collect no checks, but catch wreck on set. Deuce is loose, PPP represent C. Death Squad, Boom Squad, and Artifacts make three. Like Dennis Scott dropping one for the wisdom. Cause when I get some, I'll be fucking up they system. All temperatures cheer when I appear from the mist. Priceless, Isis, and never see another Christmas.
You play risk when you're dealing with the new Jerusalem blitz. Without the use of two clips, niggas gotta still be fluid. The cap, bearer with the terror or pants. Without bands, we rock spots in all lands. Niggas be bland and we stand for the substance. Subjects, the basement, MCC patient. Cause all that Russian save that shit for the dressing. Yes, we stand strong, whack niggas we addressing. You know the time when we rock the spots. All the parts
in the five-star telly stand to my rhymes. And I'm average of the keys of the times. Unlike them, we grab gems. So systematically inclined to pin lines without saying the producer's name. I'm over the track. Yeah, I said it. What you need to do is get back to reading credits. Read the medics alphabetically. Stuck on that English shit. Now, before we pour that store shop, we'll rock, okay, roll.
From the top of the queue for three villain. Been on in the game of
as long as you can really a swin. Turn the corner spinning, bust that ass and get up. Dust off the mask, crawl a laugh, give him a head up. He got jumped, pumped his adrenaline. He said it made him tougher than a bump of raw medicine. To write all night long, the hourglass is still slow. Flow from hellborn to free power like Lil Cole. And still owe bills, pay dues forever. Slave use when it comes to who's more cleverer. Used to wore leather goose feet with the fur collar. And charged the fee for loose leaf, words per dollar, you heard holler. Broad or dude, we need food. Eat your team for sure, the streets all seem rude. For fam like the Partridges, pardon him for the mix-up. Battle for your Tory cartridges or put your kicks up, it's a stick up.
I put your blicks up. He's ready for cuts, he's full like penile flicks. Give him 20. The danger in his eyes, I'll let you know he's a brawler. Bring your tallest champs like that much taller. Tall, 10 pounds heavier, one step ahead of it. Vocab, stamina, style's all irrelevant. Camps and clicks, units, squad crews and clans.
Give you tongue to fuck around and lose you more.
Boom, drum, that bump. There goes that news van again. Act like you're new, like Toucan Sam and him. He rappers like part of a complete breakfast. Their rhymes ain't worth the weight of their cheap necklace. String them up, bring them up with the whack jump snack. Get that out your hand, pump, jump, and get your dunk smacked. Foul, we all know the rules, bro. You slow, you blow, the super, you cruise. Live on both like you, you go.
Lights, camera, action, with no makeup. We nail out to the death, or at least until we wake up. Here's a couple of nice guys.
Yo, this is the magnificent, marvelous Sleaze One. You gotta understand it, Black Force. The Black Force, they should understand.
Straight up and down.
Too long, too strong. Brothers that will survive to stay alive. Cause y'all don't really wanna get the flavor name, cause my bad is just unsavior. If you understand, get my grip.
Your kids. Hesitation, frustration from my conglomeration. I make cool stuff to rock the nation. You listen to every single word with concentration. From the end to the beginning of my presentation. Your ass is backwards with your backwards ass. Quicker than a flash, grab the microphone, commence to bash. And throw your rhyme flows in a glass. With your hip-hop army tactics, you've been watching too much MASH. A man like me is hard to swallow. I jump on the ninja bike, swoop on that ass like Puncherello. You're soft as jello, back is yellow. You're acting like an amateur at your pillow. I'm more mellow than that man Ace. Your rhyme flow is like Eddie's Hunt falling down a staircase. I waste time when I rhyme. Inclined and designed to blow your mind and break your spine. The way you rhyme should be a crime. If it was, I'd drop a dime and make sure your ass gets some time. With your whack ass, you should check out books to learn how to rock the mass. Classes in session, but ain't no guessing. Adolescent, who's the best? Please one, no question. No comments, no slogans, no nothing. I come out with the hip-hop, what all you niggas got?
MC's can play the sleeves, one. I take MC's and throw them in the skirt. MC's can play the sleeves, one. I take MC's and throw them in the skirt. MC's can play the sleeves, one. I take MC's and throw them in the skirt.
Shut them down.
You know the click move deep as the Red Sea. 7:30 like a nigga be on PSP. Being VIP, VSOP. Doing the B.I.G. Nigga, you know me. Soon as the motherfucker Jake's on me low key. Take a little journey OT with that dope B. The fifth on him. I OD like the OD, the fish on him. Brim of the hat to the nose piece, the chicks on him. Some wild hoes, NY style clothes. They bow low, videotape them like Albo. The wild road facing the chair if the trial blow. That's where best friends and they sounds the cow knows. Know the killers come with clown faces, shakes and hugs. Ace with gloves, hate from love to trace some thugs. Snick like characteristics. Me Big J, all ray gun barrels can lift it. Quick kid.
Ain't no
slapping
our clown. We be them three kings. We hear the props of you clowns.
Opposite of pop culture, this is renegade hip hop resistance. The illest niggas, I'm a king vulture. Welcome to my lair, I'm the mayor. This motherfucker, niggas say your prayers. There, any nigga try me, find out early. I'm surely the one to do they dumb ass dirty. Hit 'em with the mildew slugs or rusty ox. It's infectious the way my verse spread through the block like some hot gossip. Know you rats play possum. You won't testify on my trail, not Bump Johnson. I pull your plug before you get a chance to.
Oh yeah. Hey, what? Hey, I got one question. What'd you guys think of Roxette? This sucked, huh?
No, let's go, right?
Yeah, let's go.
Hell yeah.
Hey,
he hard, bro.
All I gotta say is his music, his mixes are fucking amazing. All right, all I gotta say is that the reason I am a father right now. It's because of a fucking baby mix he put together for me when I was on vacation.
He made a GTD mix.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So now he has to help me pay for child support.
Yep.
Damn.
That is there.
Damn.
He paid you in advance.
Is that true?
You're welcome.
It had some Keith Sweat on it, didn't it?
Oh, of course.
Hit him with some Jodeci.
Rock
will have you getting all your girls pregnant.
Can't play the CD and drink tequila.
Rock is the key to conception, and you need
rock
to have a kid.
Rock
make
beats too. Well, remind me to not
rock,
ever make
beats.
No music
makes
with
beats.
Rock.
He makes all these beats too. Really, he makes beats. He got bars. He got mixes. He even dabbled a little bit with graffiti and breakdancing, so he has all the elements.
He got all the aspects.
He a hip hop artiste.
Renaissance. He be wearing his Motai
Renaissance.
Oh yeah, the Motai shorts.
Bad boy.
He's also a black belt in Motai.
Motai.
You're about to get him in trouble with that one.
Before
I get to the birthday shout-outs, we hear you got a video?
Yeah, that's where it all started.
All I gotta say is my bad again, because I should have played this before we went on break, and Hirsch was kind enough to remind me.
He was with the one-ups. That's all it was.
I was too busy taking selfies with Rock taking mushrooms and shit again.
Yeah.
My mushroom fucking went down. Now tell us about One Love.
Yeah, One Love, man. That's where it all started. Me and Spencer got together. It's like a hip-hop dubstep, real heavy on the lyricism. Just a shout out to all my people and like kind of like the people who influenced me to do music. It was kind of like a shout out song, like an anthem, kind of like a crowd favorite, man. It's like every time I perform, everybody wants to hear One Love. So you know what I mean? Shout out to that.
8 years old too.
And it's like 8 years old. At least it's a classic. Yeah, it's a staple.
Like,
yeah.
They asked for
One Love.
One
First
Love,
one.
Baby.
Classic motherfuckers.
Yes, sir.
A little bit longer though.
Yeah. Play it, Packy.
Oh, look at
One Love.
Sorry, I forgot I had the keyboard.
My daughter is like 10 times taller than that now. That's the crazy part.
Really?
One Love. What mean the world to me? My family, my friends, my money, my music. Cali homegrown is the movement. I beat up the beat, I'm abusive. With lyrics so deep, niggas think I'm Confucius. Leaving MCs on the brink of confusion. This is a Spencer exclusive. Yeah, what mean the world to me? My family, my friends, my money, my music. Cali homegrown is the movement. I beat up the beat, I'm abusive. With lyrics so deep, niggas think I'm Confucius. Leaving MCs on the brink of confusion. I rock it so philosophical. A-ball, corner pocket flow. My stanzas is asinine. I go bananas and every man in my camp can rhyme. Even the camera guy, we flexing our muscles. Let's get ready to rumble. I must go for the gusto till the death of me, brother. All my soldiers in the trenches right next to each other, hold your positions, open fire, they're running, headed for cover. Death before dishonor, I pledge and solemnly swear. Word to the locks in my hair, I'm a truth, I'm a prophet, I swear. Lick shots in the air for my relatives that passed away. Make the masses say, boom, bye, yay, like Cassius Clay. Lick shots in the air for my relatives that passed away. Make the masses say, boom, bye, yay, like Cassius Clay. People who've been holding it down with me for years and witnessed me shed blood, sweat, and plenty of tears.
One love, one love, one love, one love.
To all my elders in the game that helped usher me through, I wouldn't be making music today if it wasn't for you.
Yeah. One love, one love, one love, one love.
I spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. But I'm from CA, Westside IE, till I DIE on Cloud 909, where you can find me. Bet you never met another nigga like me. Real, recognize real, are you feeling my steez? I put in work like I'm still OIG. Who's looking at hurts when they write 16? My rhyme's pristine, I'm like 6'3, and even 200 and as fly as can be. Shout out my Red LED twice, all gas, no brakes like green lights. Passionate lyricist, rapping with emphasis. Half of you rap niggas is only rapping for dividends. I'm collecting my cash and weapons. I stack Benjamins while perfecting my craft. I teach lessons in class to simpletons. I lack ignorance. My rap's different. My sentences is imminent. Y'all niggas will remember this. Roll up the Buddha. Let's toast to the future. General Hirsch won. All the soldiers salute him. Roll up the Buddha. Let's toast to the future. General Spencer. All the soldiers salute him. People who've been holding it down with me for years and witnessed me shed blood, sweat, and plenty of tears. Yeah.
One love, one love, one love, one love.
To all my elders in the game that helped usher me through, I wouldn't be making music today if it wasn't for you.
Yeah. One love, one love, one love, one love.
Feeling that dubstep
actually,
vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dubstep that at dope. The end.
Yeah, fire. You got Dubby at the end. That's Spence yeah. right there. Oh, yeah. That's his forte. Yeah.
That's
he does things in reason with a subtractor and a maelstrom that I've never seen like instructors like do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Time.
Like so time. Like I mean yeah,
he's a genius really, yeah. with his craft, man.
So it's always a pleasure. You
These
know
are like two masterminds, man. They really crafted my sound. Like it is crazy the way like they cohesed together, like on their own. Like now, I'm set to the side. They be making beats on their own now. I'm like left out. I'm jealous, man. Hold on, man. I get first dibs on all high beats.
Let me get a guitar solo.
Let me get a guitar solo.
Definitely a club banger right there.
Yeah, that yeah. is.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, for sure. For that's sure. Like
it's a fan favorite.
Yeah, that's what gets the people going. That's what we use it for.
Hell's yeah.
Yeah.
It's a classic. Like I've been performing that one. Throw that in the set. Oh, the crowd ain't moving. The crowd. All right, bet I got something for you. Yeah, you Spencer, that look. He know what to do.
Now, real quick, I wanted to get in a quick birthday shout out.
Yeah.
I had her pulled up here, but I guess someone accidentally hit her.
No, it's over there. Keep going. That one. No.
I know where they all start. I know where they all start. This is where they start. But you, there was the Frida Kahlo. But see, before that, there was Frida Kahlo. Today's also Frida Kahlo's birthday.
Oh, shit. I took that one. My bad.
Yeah,
that's
all good. But okay. Also now when we want to go to old school crushes.
Oh. Which one?
Both of them. I love them both, right. But you know what? I'm a little bit more Tia.
You can only pick one. Left or right?
Right.
Right.
I want to be the only one in the middle.
They both might have long chins.
There's porn out there with twins that I jacked off to.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what? You're right, dude. They do look a little draggy. You're right.
Yeah, they might both have funny-looking-ass chins.
Like, they might have an Adam's apple. You're right.
That's just a bad picture, man.
Y'all hate it.
That's a bad picture.
That's a bad picture.
That's a natural beauty.
I will not tolerate any tears
and slander. Oh, my God.
Let
the dickhead say something.
I think the one on the right is going to sell me Big Macs at night, and the one on the left is going to tell me jokes at tonight's show. I'm just saying.
That, isn't that racist? Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, the one on the right got titties.
It's the angles. This is before they knew what to do with the angles.
This one's selling me Big Macs.
Why is she selling you Big Macs?
Beautiful. She could do all kinds.
Why can't you be selling?
Guess what? I'm buying makeup.
Right.
I'm buying. How many Big Macs you got? I'll take them all.
That depends, because some of these McDonald's are paying like $30 an hour. I'll flip the fuck out of a Big Mac.
Hello.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? She's serving those.
She's a manager.
She's a manager, and she got a couple of them.
She's been there for 15 years.
Her daddy owned them, then, you know what I mean?
Either way, happy birthday to you.
Flip
on.
Who did it better? Matt Moon. He wrong for the two left shoes.
Alright, happy birthday to 50 Cent.
Hey, Paragon, just out of respect for you, bro, I'm giving up my set today just to give you your set.
I'm giving up my set.
I'm going to finish this quick. Happy birthday to Sylvester Stallone.
Happy birthday to Kevin Hart.
Yeah, he's 43, right?
Something like that.
I can't believe he's 43.
And happy birthday to Burt Ward.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Damn.
Damn, that's how he looks?
Yep.
Now it's time for my segment.
Yeah. I'm going to get through this.
Hey, Rock, it looked like he was fighting crime for real.
It's time for my segment.
He was involved in some crime.
Hey, Rock, where's the segment at?
There I go again. That's right. I'm going to get through my segment real quick.
Poppin' Taco, rest in peace.
I'm going to say rest in peace to Poppin' Taco.
Man, rest in peace.
All right, peace.
And if y'all don't know who he is, make sure you read about him. Look him up.
Look him up.
Straight up.
Also, apparently Carlos Santana
had been taken to the hospital.
He clapped on stage due to heat exhaustion and dehydration.
Hey, don't do it.
You know what that means when a celebrity says exhaustion, dehydration? He's either pregnant or on drugs. That has to be those two things.
Hey, whatever it is.
He took a Molly before he performed.
He is 70 years old.
Whatever it is.
He's in his 70s, isn't he?
He's 74.
It's hot. It's summer.
It's hot.
It's summer. But you know what? I want to say this. Okay, and I grew up in a house that basically told me Carlos Santana is the GOAT. My pops is a huge fan.
Word.
My uncle started playing percussion because of listening to Santana. So
he got a lot of hits. A lot of sample music too. People don't even know.
When I first came across him and I saw passing, I was like, oh, wait, hold up. Don't tell me passed away. And me growing up Mexican in L.A. Right. And my family.
No, I feel you, bro.
This is like our Eric Clapton.
That's a staple, bro.
Our Jimi Hendrix. You know what I mean? So
the way he played the guitar sounds like a prince. You feel me?
You know what I mean? He got down, and he's one of those people that has been able to cross multiple genres. Especially one of my favorite songs that my pops got me into wasn't necessarily a single, but called Transcendence, where it starts off real smooth. It's like a soul vibe.
Sing it real fast.
Sing it real fast.
But then he gets into it.
When he gets his part, his guitar solo.
Can you sing? Can you pass
for a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Can you pass the joint, please? Thank you.
For a couple minutes, he's going down. You know what I mean? So.
Nah, he's a legend. He is a legend.
But I gotta say, it's like under that hat, there's a bandana, right? Because I seen him wear a bandana before.
Yeah.
Normally. Now, what did Jimi Hendrix used to do?
That's my alter ego right there.
You know what I mean?
I go by Bobby Hendrix.
Ecstasy pills and shit.
Whenever
you hear
if you ever put ecstasy,
whatever it is,
give
this man his flowers now. He's still alive.
He's still a fucking legend and a GOAT.
He's still a fucking legend. He's one of the GOATs.
He's going to get better.
You know what I mean?
Fine. He got a lot of bread, too. He got a lot of bread.
I guess it got moved around. Frida Kahlo. So happy birthday, Frida Kahlo.
Hey, you guys have each other.
Also, want to say real quick, Eric Holder, the killer of Nipsey Hussle, was found guilty today.
Word, that's what it's supposed to
happen. And he got his ass whooped by a fan of Nipsey Hussle, dog.
Yup. So he faces life in prison, and so that's gonna be it for him. I mean?
And
also,
he should get that driver.
All right, Pete Nipsey.
Yep. And congratulations, Rihanna, for becoming the youngest self-made billionaire. She's the only billionaire under the age of 40.
Man, so, go Riri.
Shout out to Riri.
Straight up.
And a special shout out to Thick Riri.
Yeah.
Thick
I like Thick Riri.
Yeah. I like Mommy. That's where I was more.
You know what I mean? I like Mommy. Ooh. Mommy Riri is all right with Mimi.
All I got to say is this. All I got to say is this. Chris Brown, you fucked up.
Yeah, straight up. How you give him a $1 billion?
Bro, you could have been on fucking... smooth sailing, bro.
You could have been breezy.
Now who's in the ASAP Rocky
position?
ASAP Rocky's living that life.
Because ASAP Rocky is taking one for the chocolate. Team Chocolate, let's go, ASAP Rocky. You know what I'm saying? Hold that thing down for the chocolates.
That's right. Yeah, he got a baddie right there. Yes,
got one for you. You got one on your board.
Yeah,
and that's
that.
My
we
segment
up one.
For...
We up one.
I'm going to... Now it's time for Packy Whip.
All I gotta say is like, I'm gonna do this shit real quick because like, we're running out of time. But I really get like, what would you do if you woke up, you got yourself ready to go to work, and you go to your car? Excuse me. and you fucking see this.
This man's in my car. Unlock my door. Right now.
This nigga. This motherfucker stressed.
Get the fuck out.
Oh, you got a pipe on
the fuck?
Bro.
Not this nigga.
I'll tell you, that's East South City right there.
Not this nigga having to get himself together.
What's up with his shoe game, though?
I mean, assed out? How did he get in your
That's a drag out the motherfucking seat.
How did he get in your chair?
Down.
Damn, no.
That looks
you
like
let
my
your
alley
car unlocked. Yeah, that happened.
No. He was big chilling, though. Look how far that seat was back. He was there marinating, dog.
What the fuck?
Yo.
You left your shit open. You had to.
I'm taking my shit to the car wash after that.
That's Frisco.
Would you guys be as calm, or would you have fucked him up? I would have fucked them up.
They would have got at least tripped.
Yeah, I mean.
They would have got a little tripped.
I would have pulled them out like, nah, get the fuck out.
Man, at the very least.
I'm in a bad mood. I would
keep the shoe. I'm passive aggressive like that. I'm keeping the shoe when I find it because you're missing the shoe.
Nah, I would have threw it out of his hand.
Trey, what would you do?
For sure got dragged out.
Fucking shoe.
I hit him with a phone book. It doesn't even mark.
A phone book?
A phone book.
A fucking, are you going to find a phone book at?
It doesn't leave
my
I have a phone book.
Tupac DJ on an ice cream truck.
Hey, if you still got a phone book.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm leaving you a phone book.
Laminate that.
Time out. If you pull out a phone book on me, nigga, you won.
Yeah, you win.
Fight's over.
That's an antique.
It doesn't leave marks. I fuck him up. Let the cops come by. Hey, he fucked me up. Where?
With a phone book. Nobody would believe that either. I'm kind of feeling you. Because nobody would believe that either.
Phone?
I feel you, though.
Phone book.
Where are you going to find a phone book at?
Oh, you're going to tell me he beat you with a phone book?
I got 3 minutes left.
Who the fuck has a phone book?
I got 3 minutes left. Hold on. Hey, this shit looks like fun. I want
to
show this.
That's how you need to finish.
This shit looks like fun. I want 2 minutes left. Hoverboard racing.
That doesn't
look fun. Look at this shit. I'm too fat to do this, but that shit is like fuck.
No, you ain't. We're gonna fit you in one. And that's gonna be the outcome.
As long as you can hold your
I got a question though. What costume are you gonna wear when you do it?
B-Man. You know, he has a B-Man costume.
Hey, B-Man, hey,
that's
fuck
that's what
yeah,
I saw in my head. The B-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
The B-Man gotta do it, dog. The B-Man gotta do it, dog.
Old-fashioned
straight up.
Hey, I got a hoverboard. Let's try it. You down to ride it?
Let's get it. All
right,
he said it.
Packy will do it right now. Hey, check out this fucking type of boxing and shit.
Oh.
Yo.
I saw someone post this.
Oh.
And they get dumped in the fucking lake. That's how you lose.
Oh, that's pretty gangster.
Or shrimp or whatever that shit is.
That's some redneck
shit. I got another question.
What if you get knocked out and you fall in the lake? What happened?
You better hurry up and...
I got another question about this.
Find a bubble.
How many people do you see
find a bubble like
of
Sonic.
Color?
Nobody.
There are no hues.
Doing that wild. Yeah, how many
that's
hues?
Some Indian shit. I'm sorry. That's already...
As homies, we've all done shit where we prank each other, right?
All day, every day.
What would you do if your homie did this?
This is nah,
nope. You gone too far.
You got me fucked off.
Why me?
Not with all that you gone flammable fabric.
I don't care. They be doing.
Nah, you.
Oh. You survived. I was reading the story. Yeah. He survived. Yeah.
With 30 degrees.
He survived. He survived. He's okay.
He's completely.
He's okay.
He's okay.
You see how that room lit up?
He still has an eye.
Yeah, exactly.
And why is it that Arabs always fuck with each other the most worst and shit?
Because they got the most money. That's that.
Bro, money. I see motherfuckers throw alligators at their homies, bro. I seen them throw alligators at their homies.
Oh, that's
my like, bro.
But they always do the most. They'll stick a lion on. I seen a lion chasing one dude around the room.
What about when they're drifting?
It's not a video, but check this out. Colorado funeral home owner admits to selling body parts for cash.
She look like she sell body parts for cash.
Thank you.
Don't she look like
hey, yeah.
Hold on. That hairdo's from 1980.
If I saw her, I'd be like, hey, you got an
where is she
sale?
But where is she finding a hair
spray? Nobody with an infinity bracelet on like
right.
that.
Straight up.
Off top. Hey. That screams secret society.
right there, off top. Okay.
You guys know Total Recall?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Total Recall. Yeah, straight up.
That's
Total
her.
Recall, you know what I mean? That one
that's
scene?
Her when she
started
taking her head off.
Yeah. That's her right there. Total
Recall.
Hey, but that's just crazy, dude.
But I ain't gonna let you age me like that.
The shit that people would do and right. shit with your loved ones' bodies and shit, isn't like
selling. Selling.
That's why I told my girl to dump me in the fire pit and just set me on fire.
I told my baby mama, look, when I die, I want you to cremate. I want you to have my body cremated.
That shit got real dark real quick. We were just having like a whole
lot of happy.
We were all happy.
As good as we're talking about it. Nostalgia, like
this guy's wild, bro.
It's gonna get even more funnier.
Hey, all we're right, friends,
so I told,
man.
I told
just
her.
Remember that.
No. I told her.
Is that funnier if I told my girl to cremate me and have sex with the body?
No. Get it right. Listen, let me finish. I told her. I want you to cremate me.
Yeah.
And then when you cremate me,
yeah.
throw my ashes in a fucking pot
yeah.
and grow some chilies.
Yeah.
So when that chilies grow, you throw that chili in the meal, and then you eat it, and so I can turn that ass over.
This motherfucker.
From the inside out.
You know what? I one time reported that I found an article that people, when they get cremated, it could become
Woo!
Vinyl.
Yeah. And you can play it,
Like actual
vinyl that you
can
play.
You can't play licensed songs, because
yeah,
I was wondering, could I play my own song?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, that's your own song.
Yes,
you know, and it could be your own song, too.
That's for me.
There's also tattoos, bro. That tattoos that when you scan it with a certain app.
Yeah, but I'm straight on all that.
It records your... It plays your...
Bro, we were just talking about ass.
No.
But either way, I said I kind of want to become... The vinyl. Yeah, I would and the you vinyl. Get you be, get become 12
the
different
vinyl,
vinyls,
yeah.
Records.
And then all
and
your
then
closest
Dre,
parts.
But then Dre got me, he said, bro, you know what's going to happen? You're going to end up at the beat swap meet in the dollar section. You're going to be in the dollar section. And they're like, what's this?
You're crazy, homie.
just a homie.
I swear to God, I'll be the most disrespected if they threw my ashes like that. I'll be like, bro, you at least could have put it on the wall.
Right. You know what I mean? You know,
give it to the crib. I'm cool with that. Because guess
what? What if the loved one you gave it to died and they didn't know what to do with it? So
but
right.
But,
no,
but then if you think about it, that's hip hop. Because then from then, you're gonna go to a crate. You're going to go to a crate and some DJ is going to pull that out and be like, hey, what's this? And now all of a sudden you're back in rotation again and you're going to live again, bro. Yeah. Honestly, now that you brought
that up,
I'm going to do that. Like,
it's like hip hop.
That's my plan.
That's hip hop reincarnation. Hip hop reincarnation.
How many? When you go in the future, you're digging for crates. How many of those vitals are gonna be people?
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, it's like a sound graveyard. It's like a sound graveyard.
I want to be one of those people. I already know which four.
Imagine how 15 minutes each side.
I know which four songs I want
to put on. But imagine how much that record gonna be worth.
Technology.
Yeah, if you could do that after your
pass. Well, you could take a voice recording of someone who passed, and then they tattooed it on you, and then you can scan it, and it plays your loved one's last words or whatever that shit was.
I don't know about that tattooing with all that.
Because you still have to access that future through a computer.
Yeah,
that's too future for you.
Yeah, way too future for me.
That screams nanobites.
You was talking about some horny thing. Maybe you can get your ass.
That screams. I ain't ready for that Stargate Atlanta shit.
You know what I mean? I don't know, bro. But
not ready for that. Stargate Atlanta shit. You ain't scanning me.
I watch sci-fi, and I've seen too many movies that start like that, dog. Hey, next thing you know, as soon as they scan that tattoo,
the
dog,
race is coming,
all
okay?
of a sudden, now you conjured up some type of weird spirit, dog. Nah,
portals and
I'm
open.
Not opening up gates
we
like did, that, man.
We done found a new Chevron.
Nah, I'm cool. Nah, I'm cool. Go ahead, transfer me to some vinyl and let my DJ spin.
The most you can do is put me into a CD, okay? The most you can do technical is put me onto a CD.
Put me on the vinyl.
Okay, but you put me
yeah,
vinyl.
I'm old school. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Vinyl.
Just don't do me cheap and put me on an A-track or cassette.
Hold on. Dre just said, I am not putting you inside of me.
So look it. And I don't blame him. Talking about death and everything, what y'all think about? Do I got a second?
No, I just want to say I'm putting you on A-track. Go ahead.
All right.
The worst is going to be on an A-track.
Hold on real quick. So look it, the best way, when I was thinking about dying, since you was talking about ashes, what if you had like a solar panel hooked up to your music and that shit play for life, right? You know, if,
oh yeah,
you know what
by
I
your
mean?
Grave, like
by your
gravesite,
and that shit just 100% go.
I think it's a terrible idea because nobody's gonna go to that gravesite because it'd be like a SoundCloud rapper. You just hear that shit.
Oh, I hate her. I hate her. Yeah, I hate her.
You just
started that thing.
Just walking by graves.
When
I do pop pills, oh, is that Greg talking to me?
This nigga
was a rapper too. You know what? Because Graveyards is gonna sound like a bad choir one day. Everybody just rapping.
You never had too many tabs open in this plan.
Right. That's exactly what it's gonna be like.
Macros are gonna get frozen.
As soon as you hear Mike Jack Thriller, dog, it's a rap.
Back to the subject. I'm gonna give you a break and put you on mini disc.
What you gonna put me on?
Laserdisc.
Put me on cassette, if anything. Cassette. At least cassette.
Hi-fi. When I'm hi-fi Memorex.
Yeah. I need that cassette. But I'm a dub mixtape though, the one with the tissue and the top holes.
You want to be something else one day, and the next day you need to make me there.
Yeah, you know.
That's what happens.
Record that thing off the radio.
You want to be a tree?
You record that thing off the radio.
They could do that now.
Yeah, you put you in the bowl.
They put your body in so where your body fucking decomposes.
Oh yeah,
and it turns into a fucking tree.
I'm with that too.
I'm with that.
I'm with that.
A little bit of ashes. Because then imagine
the tree and the little ashes on the record.
Imagine don't nobody take care of that tree, and then that tree just withers off and dies like within a day.
Yeah, I'd rather be the vinyl. Someone's gonna play, at least a DJ will put me in the mix.
Imagine watching that from the afterlife. Like, man, y'all niggas ain't shit.
This is what they thought about me.
What you gonna do about it?
Hold on. We're completely out of time.
I like to go back to the.
I like to just say that you said there's technology that they could turn you into a tree. That's just natural. That's just what happens.
Oh, yeah. They're just going to be. You're dead, but you're going to become a tree.
The technology is going to the cemetery.
End the show.
This is why I don't fucking like it. They got technology.
He's technical and shit. Motherfucker.
It's still past me a little bit.
If they don't embalm you, then you will turn into a tree.
Yeah, we're all tree food. At the end of the day, trees are just farming humans. At the end of the day.
End the show. Fuck you, Dre. That's my answer. Anyway, Dre's right.
Yo, good looking.
Where can we find y'all at?
Nice meeting y'all, man.
It's a pleasure having y'all come through, man.
Thank you for having us.
I had a fucking blast, but we all had a fucking blast
now.
Yeah,
man, likewise.
Where can they find you?
They can find us on SoundCloud. No, not on SoundCloud. I lied. On Spotify, on all your social media, all your streaming platforms.
Just Google
Hersh1, H-E-R-S-H-01. You can add me on all the social media platforms. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, and same with me. Mine, Instagram, at It's Cam the Producer. You check me out on Spotify as well. Just dropped a new instrumental album, and it's going pretty good. So check that out if y'all feeling that. Spence, how you going to hit? How can you get you?
Just Spencer. Just Google Spin-Sir. S-P-I-N-S-I-R.
Catch me at the ocean. We're in Figueroa Home. We're safe.
Yeah, can you shut the fuck
free.
Up? I hate that shit. But hey, listen,
let him live, dog. Let him live.
Nah,
man.
Fuck that. We know we're gonna jerk you hard and fast.
He's okay. I've been knowing this motherfucker 15 plus years.
Yeah.
I used to be his roommate.
Yeah.
I would hear that shit when we were roommates.
Yeah.
I'm still hearing that shit.
No,
now.
I didn't start bringing it out till we came to the show.
Nah, yeah. Fuck that.
So y'all was roommates, but y'all never hung out?
No, we hung out. We hung out. It was like we used to live in the studio and shit.
Weird like that.
That's how we made our album.
Yeah, we hang out. What do you mean?
He's my buddy.
They just both realized right now how much they didn't hang out when they lived together at the same time. Wait, yeah, we hung out.
I know him so long. That when he first got with his girl, he came to me and told me, "Hey, how do I change my status on Facebook from single to taken?"
Oh!
I didn't do that.
Yes, you fucking did.
Hey, he told you that in confidence.
He said Facebook official.
There is no taken.
He told you that in confidence.
But anyways.
Dog.
This is not the first time we're going to have you here.
No, for sure. We're going to have you back for sure because we had a good-ass time with y'all.
And this time, my bad, I didn't let him know ahead of time, but next time you guys come here, you guys are fucking rocking live.
No doubt, man. All day, man. Hey, thank you for having us, man. It's all love. I love y'all, man. Much love, peace, and blessings to both of you guys, man.
Especially the DJ
because you can't forget the backbone.
Hey, and we can't forget the motherfucker who
created
the space.
Exactly. I was about to get there.
Look at that on the spot, bro. This creation that you guys did right here is absolutely
we're about to get us kicked out because you didn't mention him.
I'm trying to get the studio best for last, anticlimactic ass Becky Chan, that's what's gonna get you kicked out, Pac.
Hey, so make sure you guys tune in next week. Hey, what's this? I'm sorry, I'm fucked up and I can't remember Dusty's group's name this year.
State of Mind.
State of Mind is gonna be here next week, and they will be performing live, and I'm gonna let you know I had a fucking time so you can get
State of Mind.
This is gonna be like the fucking third, fourth time performing.
Last time we were here, we had technical difficulties. Hopefully they don't have this happen again.
Yeah, but it's a dope. They're a dope group. Their music is fucking amazing. You guys should check it out.
You're gonna hear the alien story. Yo, I appreciate y'all having us. Next time we come, we're talking about aliens, I promise you. We're going to lead off with that.
We are out this bitch. See you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Man, thank y'all.